Welcome. It is 10 minutes after 6 on this, the pre-4th of July Thursday. Happy Throwback Thursday to you. All right, so all of us at times, don't lie. I know all of us at times have snuck off to the fast food joint to indulge our, you know, horrible eating habits once in a while. I have. There are some that I'll stay away from just because the last couple times I've been to them, it's like, I don't feel good. Well, Consumer Reports just released an annual list of what they're calling the best and worst of fast food in the United States, and it is going to be a rough day for some of the most iconic spots. When you think of a quick and easy fast cheeseburger, what are the first things that you think of? First place you think of when I say, hey, let's go get a quick cheeseburger, quick and cheap.
Burger King.
McDonald's.
Burger King, Mickey D's.
I mean, both have those cheeseburgers on the value menu. I think the Burger King franchisees said they lose money on the bacon double cheeseburger thing.
McDonald's was rated as the worst burger in the United States.
I believe it.
The worst burger in the United States. Now, the fast food industry is hurting. When the economy is down, fast food normally does quite well. But overall, Mickey D's is losing ground and other places are losing ground because higher prices. And let's face it, the food quality ain't all that great, you know? KFC, what do you think? Best or worst chicken joint? KFC.
You know, the problem is in a lot of other places, you don't have a choice.
True.
In my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, just down the street from the KFC, was a Church's chicken.
Uh-huh.
Church's is a kind of struggling, not as well-known, but it just so happens their product is better.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree. I would also say that Popeye's chicken is probably much, much better than KFC from the small amount that I've had.
He may soon become my very best friend because Popeye's spicy, aside from my own fried chicken, which let's just be honest,
it rocks the world, of course.
Yeah, right. Absolutely is the best ever. Popeye's spicy chicken is my favorite fast food chicken. Okay, KFC was rated as the worst chicken, and Taco Bell took a ding. Get it? Okay, whatever. Taco Bell was rated as the worst burrito. Now, when I was living in Orlando a long time ago, there was a little Italian kind of a fast food joint in the really ritzy part of town. It was Sbarro. Mm-hmm. And I thought Sbarro was upscale. I thought it was really cool because it was in this very, very chic-y part of an Orlando suburb. Sbarro was rated as the worst fast food joint overall.
Maybe if you look at value to food quality.
I guess so.
Because Sbarro's pizza is expensive because they're in places like shopping malls and you know, airports and what have you where the prices are jacked up.
Yeah, I guess so. And listen, I still like the flavor of their product, but I've never gotten a whole pie there. I'm very, very picky. I'm one of these guys. I like the big floppy New York style pizza. That's my favorite. Just this huge thing with the slice as big as your head and pepperoni all over the place. That's what I like. So there it is. The fast food place, according to Consumer Reports, those are the worst places that you can go for a burger. But let's face it, we're all still going to go there, even though Consumer Reports says, we're still going to go there. It's still going to happen.
You know what? I saw this wrong, that I used to be in that camp of you cut the price and reduce the quality a little bit and make up the difference in volume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
to a certain point, you can.
That's kind of the McDonald's, Burger King fast food stuff.
Right.
That they're all over the place.
Uh-huh.
People know it's not particularly good food, but it's convenient and it's consistent that you always know
that's
the
true.
Big Mac or the Whopper comes out more or less the same way from Amarillo to Wausau to New Jersey. It's all the same.
Anywhere in the world, you can pretty much get the same product. Right.
But look at other places. And this is where I'm wrong. Starbucks sells the same 50-cent cup of coffee. That's what it costs them to make.
Maybe.
But they're selling it for $4 and $5 instead of a dollar.
Yes.
And
it's all about your branding, your
marketing.
They're
not losing out on volume. They're making money.
And there are, and I know it's a joke, but there literally are areas where there are Starbucks across the street from each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of their marketing.
When I take the train to Chicago, I go through Union Station in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Starbucks outside of all four exits from the train station.
You, so they
you
got
go out
everything
this
going.
Way, that way, the other way, the other way. There's a Starbucks across the
street. All right, so you're thinking to yourself, Seth, if I can't get my calories and my nutrition from the fast food, how can I? Well, Popular Science magazine, why they've done this study, I don't know. But they just did a bit of research, and they said that if you were to become a cannibal.
Yeah, that was my plan for 4th of July, actually.
Well, of course. I mean, hey, throw another Barbie on the grill, huh? Okay, so.
These human hot dogs taste much better than the Nathan's and the Oscar Mayer.
Oh, wow.
Not going there. Oddly, they don't come in a package of eight. Anyway, if you ate an entire person. If you were to eat an entire person, how many calories would you take in? 81,500 calories.
Wow.
Each arm, 1,800 calories. Each leg, 7,150 calories. Your internal organs, you know, the good stuff, 1,500 calories each. However, your heart is only worth 722 calories. There you go. If you don't want to go to the big fast food places, well, now you know that you can get your caloric intake from, well, your neighbor.
$5 foot. That's it.
Satisfy your craving for human carcasses at Cannibal Subway, home of the $5 foot. Sink your teeth into a savory BLT, bacon, ligaments, and tendons. Chow down on the Italian, comprised of dead mobsters. Or devour a veggie. Just kidding. Cannibal Subway, featuring the $5 foot and famous finger sandwiches. Stop in and gorge yourself today. Cannibal Subway, eat flesh.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.